There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You're funny, scumbag. Get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that, dresses nice. And joining me, as always, is Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Hi! Yes, we do dress nice, and that's why we don't have any cameras on us while we do these things. I'm not doing good.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
I might have a
next question.
No, it's okay. I might have a superpower, but I don't think I want it.
Oh, what's your superpower then?
Okay, so I'm going to make a long story short as possible. So on Tuesday, I go out to my car to go to work. Click, car won't start. Not the battery, it's the starter. So I had to get a new battery and a new starter because my battery was old. So okay, so I broke my car somehow because it was fine the day before. Then yesterday we had our technical difficulties here. I also had technical difficulties at work because my BlackBerry wouldn't, first of all, it wouldn't charge and then it wouldn't sync.
First of all, you still have a BlackBerry, but okay, go on.
It's my work BlackBerry. I have to. So, okay. So wouldn't charge, wouldn't sync.
Well, the reason why is because it's still trying to use 1998 power.
Stop. Just don't. Okay. Then today, I somehow, with only 2 hours of sitting on my desk doing nothing, my phone went dead. My personal one went dead. Then the docking station I put my computer on went dead. And I have never heard of a docking station going dead because, you know, they have their own little power sources and they're just going from point A to point B. But mine's dead. Well, and so I think my new superpower is I can kill electric things, and that's not good.
Well, you've got the touch. You've got
the
power.
Yeah, I don't want that touch. My husband said I can't have that touch. I can't touch any electrical equipment in the house.
That's probably advisable. So any news today or?
No news today,
did you break the website?
I did check the website.
Asked if you broke the website, but go on.
No, I didn't break it. We're having a little bit of feedback here. I don't know what's going on. But, okay. So, John, if I have this power, it's a villain superpower.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
And I'm going to have to dress in a costume.
Sounds about right. Okay.
I need a costume for it.
All right.
But what kind of costume should I get?
I don't know. If only there was someone around that could answer those questions.
I think we do.
But I don't know if there is anyone.
We got
all right, well, it's been fun. Oh, what?
Oh,
what?
We have XC here, but I don't know what name he wants to go by. But I'm calling him XC because that's what I got from the Gmail. So, hey! How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thank you so much for being here because you are a cosplayer. You've been cosplaying for years at Dragon Con.
I have indeed.
You have indeed. So, what are you coming up with for... Okay, so I found you on Facebook because you just finished a costume less than... Oh, what, 3 weeks before Dragon Con? And you only started it like a month ago. And it's
no,
a big costume.
It took that costume was 3 days.
Wait, I know.
Humble
and
brag
we
much.
Costume. We're gonna link to on this podcast, we're gonna link to this costume. How did first of all, what in the world are you thinking trying to do a costume less than 25 days before Dragon Con? Second of all, how'd you do it in 3 days?
See now I don't know what it is, but I seem to always do my best work the month before Dragon Con. That's what happened last year. I don't know if you guys saw my work from last year before Dragon Con, but I did. I did the Ebony Warrior with the wood grain shield and everything. Yes. And that was all like 2 weeks before Dragon Con. So I don't know what it is. Every year, I always get like a spark right before Dragon Con and I come up with crazy stuff.
Let me ask you this first. How long have you been going to Dragon Con? And then after that, how long have you been cosplaying?
I've been going to Dragon Con since, when was my first time? Like 2006.
Okay, so your 10-year anniversary then.
Yeah, and but cosplaying really, like actual costuming and building has been since like 2010. That was when I really started building things.
Sweet.
And by building things, okay, so tell us what your costume is that you got the spark for this year.
Okay, so I just finished my heavy Stormtrooper Elite. It is one of the characters. It didn't get any screen time on in the film, but it's from The Force Awakens, the new Star Wars film. It's one of the Stormtroopers. It's a what do you call them? The Special Forces type of the Stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. So it's black with a red stripe across the chest. But that was my, you know, last minute sort of thing. I've always wanted, since the movie came out, I wanted myself a Stormtrooper, you know, from the movie.
Yeah.
But I hate doing costumes that everybody does. So I'll do pretty much all my costumes, I will do something unique that nobody has. So my Skyrim armor, the Ebony Warrior, there's very few people who have Ebony armor. That do Skyrim armors, my Stormtroopers and all my Star Wars costumes, they're all unique. Like I have a Nova Trooper Elite that I am number 10 in the world, the entire world.
What's a Nova Trooper? Help me.
A Nova Trooper is, so think original trilogy Stormtroopers.
Okay.
But they are, Nova Trooper is black with gold stripes.
Ooh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so the one I just finished now, I am number 3 in the world. The Stormtrooper Elite. I'm only the 3rd one in the world.
And so the Stormtrooper Elite were the ones that were with Kylo Ren when he put Rey on his shuttle, right? Because I'm looking at yours.
They actually didn't make the movie, right?
The Stormtrooper Elites didn't get any screen time. They So the way Disney's doing everything now, they everything that they put out, all the books, movies, and everything's canon. So even all the toys and things like that, they're all canon. So a Stormtrooper Elite, even though it didn't get any screen time, they made the action figure and everything. It's a canon character.
Oh, goody. Okay. So very cool. Very cool. I'm sure we'll see him in the next movie at some point. Oh, my goodness. And so how you must have a way to make your own molds. I know nothing other than you have to do this.
Well, most of my armors I will make from scratch. You know, I'll make molds and things like that. But this armor, the Stormtrooper Elite, is actually a kit that I got from KB Props.
Oh.
And you know, I've been waiting months for this kit. And usually when people build kits like this, it'll take them several months or more to build it. And I did it in 3 days.
And you did it in 3 days.
Yeah.
And John, we're having technical difficulties and we can't even get a podcast up.
Well, I feel like I
wasted our time before Dragon Con.
Yeah. Okay. So,
and you've also done Batman. I remember this because I'm looking at your pictures. I remember you as Batman. You were in the parade a couple of years ago as Batman.
My Batman is actually new. I think that other Batman might not have been mine because my Batman's new. Last year in October, my Arkham Origins Batman.
So So this is the one. The Elite Knight is what you're doing on. Wait, sorry. Elite Guard, you're doing on Friday.
Right.
So what's your Saturday costume?
My Saturday is That's actually a new one as well. N7. Dingo armor from Mass Effect.
Yeah.
How heavy are these armors?
They're actually not heavy at all. I like to do all my armors. They look very heavy, but they're actually very, very light because a lot of my work is in EVA foam. So I'm what you would call a foam smith.
Ah.
Okay.
So that's Saturday. And so this is from, you said it was from Mass Effect. And yes. I'm sure that means there's a big gun with it.
There is. I have a Viper sniper rifle with it.
Okay. Well, I think I'm looking at it right now. I believe it's, there it is. Okay. Yeah. It's red with black striping. Black with red striping on it.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And then, okay, wait. So, okay, so that's that. And how long did that one take you to put together?
That one, total time, because I was jumping between commissions and building that. Total time for that one was like a week or two, about 2 weeks for that one.
Wow. Is that one? You're in a field with it?
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Yes. I'm not going to be wearing that helmet with it, though. I'm going to be wearing the death mask.
Okay, I just got to say, I'm sorry, and I know we're a family friend, but these are all so badass. I'm sorry. These are just so cool. And they're comfortable to wear? I mean, you're not dying in them?
No, not at all. Awesome. Some of the helmets, I'll put fans inside of them to keep air circulating, but I'm former military, so I'm kind of used to, you know.
I'm going to be hot. It's all right. Yeah, okay. I'm
very used to it.
So, all right. Now, I want to keep going through the costumes, but I got to come back and ask you how you got into this. But, all right, so then Sunday you'll be which one?
Sunday is going to be Batman.
Okay. And then I also see, I think I'm going to guess, are you doing anything on Monday?
I might do something on Monday because that's the last day. So yes. Right now it's between, if I can finish my clone trooper, I have a clone trooper armor set. If I can finish that, then I'll do that. But,
you know, you've just been so not doing anything for a while. You know, come on. No, I'm joking. So clone trooper or?
It's going to be my 41st Elite Corps Stormtrooper clone trooper, or it's going to be my Spartan. My Halo universe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you mentioned you were doing commissions. Now, what do you do this professionally or?
Yes. I kind of sort of have two full-time jobs. I have my Ebony Warrior Studios, which is my commission work and prop building stuff. And then I have my everyday other job, which is boring.
I like playing with the foam and molding it much more. I understand.
Yes. So much better.
Oh, of course. The Skyrim armor is pretty amazing, too.
We're just using the term badass today, folks. I'm sorry, because all of these, everyone I look at, I'm just like, oh, this is kind of amazing. All right, so you said you're former military. How did you get into this? How did you get into Dragon Con? And then how did you get into the costuming part and then also make it prop and being a commission guy?
At first it was, I didn't really know anything about it. I think when I was in college, we had a Star Wars night at, one of the basketball games. And I saw these 501st guys and I was, you know, I was so amazed at the quality of this armor. And I had never seen anything like this before. So I really wanted to figure out how I could get into it. So it you know, several, fast forwarding a couple of years, my brother, he went to UGA. He was a football player there, kind of a big name there. So he decided that he wanted to make a Star Wars film. And so when making this Star Wars film, he invited all these 501st people to come. And, you know, I'm his older brother. He was like, he wanted me to be a part of this film, but I didn't have any sort of Star Wars, you know, costumes or anything. And that was the other thing. He wanted me to be a part of it because he wanted me to make his Sith Lord armor.
Oh, of course he wanted you to make it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I made, his character's armor. Kari Vion was his Sith Lord's name. And I made like a breather mask, and then I did his the whole get up, the tunic, boots, and everything like that for him. But I wanted to be in the film because I've always loved Star Wars, but you know, I wasn't gonna go without being in this film. So I made a real quick Mandalorian armor set in like 2 weeks. Built, you know, made the helmet and everything from scratch. And that was really my first foray into making legit Star Wars armor.
Wow. And so, but then how just Dragon Con, you've always been a geek?
I've literally always been a geek. What's really annoying is that now being a geek is a cool thing. I was looking for being a geek all throughout elementary school and high school. And now everybody thinks it's cool.
Well,
if I may ask, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Lancaster, California.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, no, it is. It is very different now, being a geek now, being than it was when I grew up as well. I mean, so it's like, oh, you go to Dragon Con. That's so cool. I've always wanted to go.
Exactly.
Where were you people 20 years ago? What? Okay. So very cool. And so can you tell us some of the things people have commissioned from you for this year that we might see?
Yes. This year at Dragon Con, you will see one of my armors. Garrus Vakarian from Mass Effect, the Turian police officer. He's the character in the blue armor that kind of has like a big old hunchback.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
And he's got like a crest on the top of his head.
It's been a while since I played Mass Effect.
Mandible looking things.
Oh, yeah. Now I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I made a full armor set for Garrus Vakarian for him. And I posted that on like the RPF and stuff like that. That was one of my favorite builds right there. I was so mad I had to give that up because it looked beautiful.
Yeah, oh, awesome. Now, are you going to be walking around, because you've got a picture on here with this Kylo Ren. Are you going to be walking around with that person, or are you going to be doing it on your own?
I may or may not. When I posted on the Dragon Con page, I got a lot of people who were going to, because they saw my thing, you know, that I was going to be wearing it on Friday. I got a lot of other troopers that are going to be wearing theirs on Friday. And they all together and walk around. So if I find other troopers and other, you know, Star Wars characters, I'll, you know, just group up with them and walk around with them. But typically what I'll do is I'll go into the Marriott and I'll stand up. I can't remember what the level's called. The level where the photographers usually are. I will just stand there for hours on end and people will just come and take pictures. I just love standing there. It's so much fun.
Well, I love it when you guys, so one of my favorite pictures, and it will be on like those tables you put out when at receptions on weddings, is my son was just over a year old and I had Darth Vader holding him and all like a group of stormtroopers around them. Right. And then one of the stormtroopers came up and said, "You do know you have, you know, given him to the dark side." And I was just like, that is so cool. Thank you for staying in character while you did that. Cause it was just so cool. And to see the little kids, I love it at the parade because when all the stormtroopers walk, all those kids are just like, oh, all the stormtroopers, all the Jedi. I mean, they're, and then you see them around getting you guys taking pictures with them. And I know it can't be that easy to bend in some of that stuff. And you guys are still all just like, right there, sure, we'll take pictures.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome.
That's what I've always loved that about being a member of the 501st.
Yeah.
That's really, you know, the main reason I joined, because I love seeing there's something amazing about, you know, seeing a kid's face light up when they see their favorite character walk towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Boba Fett was first introduced in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, late 1970s. And it's amazing to see these little kids, you know, like 6 and 7 years old who know who Boba Fett is.
Oh. And he's one of their favorites. And you're just like, really? Okay. That's awesome. And
that was my first costume that I got accepted into the 501st with. I'm a very weird person. I like doing the hard stuff first, getting out of the way first. And Boba Fett is the most difficult costume to get approved in the 501st. So I sat there and I was like, I'm doing Boba Fett. I don't care what anybody else says. That's the first one I want to get approved. So Boba Fett was the very first costume I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a year because of all the stuff I had to collect.
Yeah, my understanding, there's so much you have to have for the 501st, right?
Yeah. If I had all this stuff together, I could have done it in like a month or so. But just over the course of a year, having to collect all the pieces for Boba Fett.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I don't know if you've seen a picture of John. So I have to ask you a costuming question. But John's right about 6'1".
Weighs
about 210, John. 200.
thank you. You're so kind. No, you're upwards 250 to 260, depending.
Well, that's fine. So I need to make him a.
But I carry it well.
What
I said? But I carry it well.
You do carry it well. I don't know. I'm 5'1". I can't ever tell how tall people are. I never know what people weigh either. So, but I need to get him material so I can find somebody to make him a Powerpuff Girl costume. So how much material in pink do you think I'm going to need? Oh. Can you just an estimate?
An estimate.
20 yards, 10, 5. Because I gotta go and find this fabric.
You can always, I like to go overboard with my fabric because okay. I always use it for other stuff later.
Okay, so, there you go. You know, for good
something
answer.
Like that, I'd probably, you know, maybe 10 yards of fabric would do it. I mean, you would be well within 10 yards of fabric, obviously.
Okay, cool. All right.
And you can use it later, you know, for something else.
See, there you go. Okay, I'm just laying it all out, John. It's all good. Dance belt.
Thanks. That raises a good question. Let's say that someone is starting off cosplay day. Now, they're not necessarily going to make their own costume. They're going to get one commissioned or they're going to have someone make one for them. What are some of the tips as a person who's been cosplaying for some time now that you could give that person to make themselves more comfortable and, you know, what to look out for, what pitfalls, what do you wish somebody would have told you when you started?
Oh man, I actually have the perfect thing for this. I wrote something up last year about, it's a funny little list of like 10 things you shouldn't do if you're like, you know, new to the cosplay world or, you know, you're not a cosplayer yet, but you're going to a convention to, you know, see cosplayers.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find it really quick. It was a funny little list.
There you go. We will chat while you look for that list. That's awesome. So, I mean, but yes, the 10 things, yeah, things you need to know. That's awesome. I do always, guys in spandex, dance belt. Seriously.
Yeah.
That one out there.
We've said it 100 times before. Yes, dance belt is you're wearing spandex.
Oh.
Whoa. You're wearing spandex. Yeah, dance belt is a must.
Oh my goodness, that's a big must.
Yes.
You may be proud, but you know we don't need to know how proud you are.
No. Family friendly people, come on. In the mornings, at least. I just can't wait. So, are you gonna
after 10 o'clock? You can take the dance belt off.
Yeah, after 10 o'clock, I don't care. Are you marching in the parade this year?
I am.
Are you doing as? You're saying you're doing not Stormtrooper outfit on Saturday.
It's going to be Mass Effect.
It is going to be Mass Effect. Right.
Okay. I'm going to be with the N7 Elite.
Okay, so I'm the lady. I'm the crazy cat herder lady that they give a thing to.
Microphone.
Oh, okay.
A bolt horn. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, she's the one who's organizing everybody in the back to line up. Have you marched in the parade before?
I have. Yes.
Then inevitably, she's yelled at you.
Inevitably.
So let me ask you, you mentioned the 501st, and for whatever reason, we haven't actually had anybody on from the 501st in the years that we've been doing this. What are the entry requirements? What are some of the entry requirements that you have to do in order to become a member?
Well, your costume basically has to be screen accurate. So when you go on to like the 501st website, mm-hmm. you can look up the CRLs, which are the costume. It's basically the costume Bible. So it'll let you know every little thing that has to be right on that costume for it to be approved. And even if you do have all those things, you still have to send in all your pictures. You have to send in like side shots, pictures with your helmet off, things like that.
So
that they can go over your costume. And some costumes, you know, you can send your stuff in, it'll take like a day and they'll have your answer for you. And then other costumes like Boba, I sent my photos in. Oh my goodness, how many times was that? I sent my photos in probably 4 or 5 times before I got the approval.
And they just needed more information, right? I mean, that's what I've heard before. It's like, I need another shot of this, or explain how you did this. Because I was listening to a Judge John Hodgman podcast, like he needs the press. But we have no problem doing whatever here. Her husband had done as a Jedi in the 501st.
Right.
And he talked about, you know, he had to go and get this kind of under tunic and this kind of over tunic. And I was like, no, I am in awe of you all who do that. I just am, because I think that's awesome. But I just want to dress John up as one of the Powerpuff Girls. So did you find your list?
I found the article that somebody made an article online about it.
Okay.
And they, you know, they asked my permission to use it. And apparently the article has been taken down, and it's kind of frustrating because it's got a picture of Rick Astley on here now.
Oh, he's never going to give you up. He's never going to let you down.
That's so rude. Okay. So now I'm trying to find my original post, but it was basically the list was talking about, one of the last things on there was saying, if you're new to conventions, don't be afraid to come up and ask me questions. Don't be afraid to, come ask me advice for, something that you want to build. I will break character to speak with you about that. Because my other thing was, I'm always in character. I will always stay in character. I'm not going to break character unless you're asking me questions regarding, building costumes, or I'm talking to, like a little kid.
Yeah. But even with the little kids, they still like the characters too. So yeah, yes. I think that's a really good one too, because I think that's why we're having Lee from the costuming track, the director, come in. He's coming on one day very, very soon. And one of the things he says is that's why he loves having a costuming track. It's because it is that kind of open space where people can come in costume and then say, okay, I'm breaking character. Let's talk about how I did all this. And let's talk about the questions you have and, let me help you. So I think that's wonderful too. That's so great. Cause again, Dragon Con's a big community about that. We want to talk about it. Yeah. I hope one of your rules was also don't touch me unless you ask. Cause I don't want to get any fingerprint on your pretty, pretty shiny armor.
Ah, I think I found it.
Oh, goody.
I think, yes, here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here are a few things that you as a congoer slash civilian shouldn't do if you meet a person in an armored cosplay. One, don't expect a John Hancock level autograph. My armored fingers take my writing level to that of a fourth grader. Two, don't expect me to see your Yoda sized child standing directly at my feet, since most of my armors don't allow me to lower my head past a certain level. I try my absolute best to check my surroundings, but for some odd reason, whenever I prepare to walk is when some child wants to make a beeline for my blind spot. Three, don't expect for me to hear you calling my character's name as I'm walking away or at a distance. I'm not ignoring you, purposefully. Most of my buckets create a personal resonance chamber on my cranium that makes my hearing very difficult. Four, don't expect me to accept your offer to take a load off and have a seat. I will laugh. Hard. 95% of my armors don't allow sitting at all, and that's why I pace the convention floor, not staying still for too long. That's also why I avoid stairs like the plague. Yes, I may be able to traverse them, but it's the biggest pain in the butt, and I don't even want to know what would happen if I misjudged and missed a step.
Oh no. Oh yeah, that would be terrible. Oh.
Five. Don't expect me to break character ever. Like a method actor, when I cosplay, I go all out with the theatrics. I become that character. Some characters I portray, like the Witch King of Angmar and Boba Fett, rarely speak. So at times, the most you may get is body language to answer your queries. The only time I will ever do anything out of character is in dealings with children under five. Six, don't expect me to give you my weapon for a fan pick. If I offer it to you, great. But don't assume it's your right to just peel it from my hands. I make most of my weaponry to be sturdy, but that doesn't make it okay for you to test that back when you get it in your hands. We are taking a picture, not going into combat. Seven, don't smack my helmet.
No.
Yes, we get it. You want to see how strong it is or what it's made out of. But like I stated earlier, I'm wearing a resonance chamber on my head. You are hurting my eardrums. And quite frankly, though the helmet might be sturdy, I don't need you to test that fact. Eight, don't try to make off with any weaponry I have secured in a side holster or pouch. I don't care what character I'm portraying. I will go Left for Dead witch on you. I will find you no matter where you go. I will beat you into a pulp, and I will do all this while screaming at the top of my lungs to make it that much more terrifying. You are not slick. Nine, don't grab my cod piece. This one is more specifically for the ladies. To this day, I don't know what your fascination is with that particular piece of armor, but it's awkward and just not classy. I will smack your hand if you go there, and I will give you a firm no and a shake of the finger as if you were a toddler. 10, don't be afraid to ask questions. I will break character to answer questions in regards to learning more about foam smithing, or prop building. Cosplay is all about growing and becoming a better artist. Any way I can assist others in that regard, I will gladly do so. I promise I won't bite as long as I'm not cosplaying a zombie. Then I will bite all for the horde.
Wait, did you just say all for the horde?
All for the horde.
Of course. Okay, nice. First of all, don't hit people in the head. Somebody taught you better. Don't hit people in the head. No.
Now, have you had a problem with people grabbing your codpiece?
Oh my goodness. It's not like I put it in there because it happens so often.
Really? Wow. Like,
yeah. A lot of my costumes, you know, the codpiece is hard, so I can't feel anything. So I'll get people that'll come up to me later and say, you know, that girl was, you know, grabbing your codpiece while taking a picture with you. And I, you know, I had no clue because I can't feel it.
Yeah, right. No, don't do that either. No.
So cosplay is not consent works also very for narrow, the males yes. as well.
Yeah.
Cosplay is not consent, people.
That's interesting. No. I mean, I'm laughing, but because I'm thinking, I don't know what you're right. I don't know what the fascination is, why you would think that's, I don't know, maybe they're drunk. I don't know. Dragon Con. So what other?
I understand that part, but keep your hands to yourself.
So what other conventions do you regularly attend?
Well, Dragon Con is my main one. AFCON is a new one that just started a couple of years ago in Athens, Georgia. I've frequented that one a couple times. But really, Dragon Con is my main one. The rest of the year, I pretty much am building stuff. I kind of take the whole year to build up towards Dragon Con. Next year, I will be going, after Dragon Con this year, I'm going to, I think it's called Hero Con. I'm going to that one this year. And then I'm also going next year to Celebration, Star Wars Celebration in Orlando.
Nice.
And then what's the next one? Oh, Puerto Rico Comic Con. I'm going to Puerto Rico Comic Con next year.
Okay. Wow. Very cool. This is lots of fun. Awesome. Well, okay. So if you could, money were no object. Money's no object. Time to do it is no object. The day job, you have done all your commissions. You have got all the time in the world. You're in a little time bubble. What costume do you do for yourself?
I've always wanted to do Sauron from the Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
Like a life-size with lifts and then, you know, life-size helmet and everything. Oh my goodness, I would love to do a Sauron.
Wow. That would definitely not make it up the stairs.
Nope, it would not.
I would Sauron question, like 9 feet tall?
Yeah, he's like 8 foot, 9 foot tall.
Yeah, I would question whether it could even make it into the elevator.
Yeah. About the same size as the Hulkbuster armor that people have been posting all over the place.
Oh my. Well, that's a really neat costume, though. Yeah, that's that. You do need that, like, time bubble there.
What I mean?
Oh no! I take it back. Not Sauron. The you remember the Balrog from the Lord of the Rings? If I had the time and the money, and I would love to do a Balrog with like LED flames.
Oh, Balrog is the one who smashed the bridge, right?
Well, yeah, Gandalf smashed the bridge to take him down.
Right. And okay. Yeah. Okay. That's the Balrog. I was like trying to remember which one of the many is the Balrog. And then when you said LED lights, I was like, oh, okay. So that one. Yes. The one with the whip flame thing.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I would love
it. That would be kind of cool, too.
So one more, just, I don't know, a planning question. How do you plan yourself getting in and out of the elevators? I'm assuming that you probably stay in one of the con hotels.
Yes. So yes, I do.
How long does it take you to get in and out of a con, out of a hotel or elevator? Rather?
I don't know if I should say this over a podcast. I kind of cheat. I use the staff elevator, the really giant staff elevators in the back.
I never heard it, but yep, that makes sense. You guys have spot? Do you have a spotter with you, or is it?
Yes, I typically will have a handler with me at all times. because I would probably die if I was by myself.
Right. And how what is your policy on taking photos? Do you have them ask you before taking photos, or do you just normally just, you know, people walk up and?
No, people normally just walk up to me. I typically don't have any issues with people that take photos with me, other than those people, you know, who assume, who come up to me and they'll grab something off or try to grab something off of me or try to touch me inappropriately. Those are the people I'll have issues with.
So now, do you give out cards so that people can tag you later?
Yes.
Like on Facebook and stuff. Okay, so cool. So your handler would have those.
I have to get some new ones for this year because my all my cards, I have like 200 or 300 cards from last year, but they have my old old studio's name on it. It doesn't have Ebony Warrior Studios on it. I have to change all of them to have Ebony Warrior Studios on them.
Since you mentioned it, do you have a website that people can go check out, or is it all Facebook?
Yes, they can go to facebook.com/XCFET, and that's my Facebook Ebony Warrior Studio Shenanigans, and or they can go to Instagram, and that's XCFET on there. And I also have an Etsy page, which has all the stuff that I have currently for sale.
I know. I'm like,
What are the odds if you have something for sale that they could get it by DragonCon at this point?
Right now, it's dependent on what they would want. Because I do have a couple of commissions that I have to finish up before DragonCon that people wanted, you know, for DragonCon. Like I'm working on a Luke Skywalker Episode 7 hand. So I'm that one's gotta get ready for DragonCon. I'm currently working on that. I have a couple of Boba Fett helmet commissions that have to go out too. And then there's I've got some anime swords that are for.
Now are you under? Okay, on Etsy, are you Etsy Fett or
Etsy? It's etsy.com/shop/ Ebony Warrior Studios.
Ebony Warrior. All right, that's the problem I'm having. Etsy. Okay, got it. Hold on.
Sweet.
I'm going to look. Hey, I got.
Well, let me ask you, because I know that you spend a lot of time, obviously, cosplaying, but do you get any time to actually see some of the guests? And if so, is there anybody that you're looking forward to seeing this year?
Oh, I'm a couple of my friends already know I had a little fangirl fest when they announced that Agent Scully is going to be a Dragon Con this year.
I know.
I died. I'm going to die.
It's kind of cool. Were you there the last time she was there?
No, I don't think I was. Okay. So when they announced it this year, I was like, I'm going to be the first one in line. I'm going to die.
There you go. That'll work. We can't wait. I know. I made a sound only dolphins could hear. I'm the X-Track director. It was rather sad. It was sad, but it was worth it. So I don't care.
Yeah. She, of course, is on Lee's track. So, that works out for Lee. All right. So, XC, again, thank you for joining us. But before we let you go, we've been doing quizzes this year at the end of our podcast with our guests. So you're going to go head to head with Lee. How familiar are you with 80s television shows?
Oh my goodness, I'm terrible.
Good. Yay, we're even. Yay.
All right. Well, we'll see how well you do. I'm sure you'll win because Lee is horrible at this.
We're
going to go back and forth. First to five, or until it seemingly is obvious that Lee is lost. And we'll go from there and see how we go. How it goes. So first of all, let's start with which one of the A team was a pilot, and we'll start with you, XC.
Oh my goodness, which one is a pilot? Oh my goodness, the names are on the tip of my tongue, and it's starting to make me mad. Shoot,
we are like, ask me another. You can talk it out if you need to. I won't jump in while you're talking.
You remember the names, and I just saw the A-Team movie.
Yeah, the same one in the A-Team movie. Names. Well, here, I'll give you multiple choice because you're our guest. So we got B.A. Baracus, Hannibal, Face, and Murdoch.
I'm going to go with Hannibal. I think Hannibal was a pilot.
No, sorry. That's incorrect. I'm not going to let you answer it, Lee, because I know you know the answer. It was Howling Mad Murdoch is actually who the pilot was. Murdoch. He was the one who was insane. All right. Oh, this is one that Lee's going to know. What was the name of the dog in Fraggle Rock?
I do know this. Oh, I do know this because it wasn't Barney.
I remember the intro of Fraggle Rock. I can't remember.
Wait, Casaway. Got that. And they have actually, because that dog is, he's at the puppetry museum right now. Oh, crap.
Yep.
It's not Barney. It's not crap. Yeah, it's not crap either.
yeah, it's definitely not Barney.
Yeah, it's not Barney. It's not, it's something very.
All right, I'm going to call time on you. Right. XC, do you know? Nope. Okay. Sprocket.
Rock.
Yeah. All right. Here's one for you, XC. Who was the leader of the quote unquote good Transformers?
Oh, Optimus Prime.
Yay! That's right. I have to put the quotes around it because you know, good is relative.
This is true.
It depends on which version of Transformers we're talking about today.
Okay.
Because if you're talking to me, I think the Witch King of Angmar is good. So
let's see. Let me ask you. You've played Skyfall, I take it, possibly.
Skyfall.
Or how about Dragon Age?
I have. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Dragon Age. When you play those kind of games where you're sort of setting up what you do in PAX, how the game ends. Oh, Mass Effect obviously is one of those two, except for if you count the last one, which where it seems like everything ended the same exact way. let's not talk about the ending of the last Mass Effect. Anyway, do you play towards the evil jerk angle, or do you play towards the nice guy angle?
Typically I will play, my first go around, I will play towards, you know, the good guy angle. And then I will go completely renegade on my second playthrough.
Oh, sweet. Nice. All right. So where are we at? Lee, it's your turn. Let's see.
He got that right, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. What was Alf's girlfriend from Melmac? What was her name? Alf's girlfriend from Melmac.
Alf's girlfriend?
Alf? Yeah, I didn't watch Alf.
Alf, you know, the alien life form guy?
Yeah.
Her name was Falf. Female alien life form.
No. XC, do you know?
Oh my goodness. I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Chase your cares away. No.
That's not more that's, Fraggle Rock. That's like Fraggle Rock. Rock. That's not Elf.
What was it like?
It's a fairly normal name, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's right there on the tip of my tongue. It started with like an R or something like that.
Oh my god. You're so close.
Wait, was it like Rhonda?
Rhonda's right. All right.
Oh my god! Yes.
All right, and you also get this one since you stole that question. This is easy. What was Michael Jackson? I don't know why this is under this TV, but well, I guess it is TV. What was Michael Jackson's What was Michael Jackson advertising when he was nearly killed when his hair caught on fire?
Oh, I know that one.
I do too. I know.
It was a soda commercial, Pepsi.
Pepsi, that's correct.
I was about to say you don't drink a lot of it in Atlanta because it's hard to find.
Unless you go to the
Marriott Place.
Yeah,
the Marriott store.
What's it called?
Pepsi products, folks. There's your little tip for
our consuite is only Pepsi products.
Oh, and the consuite is only Pepsi.
Yeah.
Or was. I don't know if it still will be. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. Let's see. This is for Lee. What was Roscoe's dog's name on the Dukes of Hazzard? Roscoe Pico Train.
Bubba.
No. XC, do you know?
Roscoe's dog.
Yeah, his name. He was a little basset hound.
See, I remember he was a little basset hound. He was a big basset hound because he had big floppy ears.
He was a big basset hound, that's true.
And he was like a coon, basset coon hound thing.
Roscoe's dog.
And he was brown. I see him in my head.
Wasn't he a beagle or something like that?
Well, he was a basset hound.
Basset hounds.
But they look a lot alike.
Low lying.
Except beagles are the smaller ones. Basset hounds are the more like the hunting dogs.
Other way around. Beagles are more hunting dogs than basset hounds. Basset hounds are more low to the ground, stubby feet. They're good for...
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
Enough facts about that. What was his name?
Ha! That's what it was. It was Flash.
Flash! That's correct.
Okay, I give up.
Savior of the universe. All right, well, he's just got to answer this question. He's at 5, so let's see what we can do. Oh. What on the Super Friends, XE, what were the Wonder Twins' names? On the Super Friends, what were the Wonder Twins?
I know that one because I watch that show like all the time. Zan and Jaina.
Zan and Jaina.
He wins.
Correct. Oh, it's a shutout too this time. Wow, it's you 5-0 smoked her.
And I am two. What is this now? 10-0 for me.
I don't know. Hey, Lee, I can't help it if you don't know anything.
I know.
That's all. I mean, here, let me see if I can ask you X-Files question. Oh, that wasn't in the 80s.
No, it wasn't in the 80s. I dislike
90s.
I dislike you so much sometimes, John. As much as I love you, I also dislike you. Okay.
So, XC, again, tell everyone where people can find you on the interwebs and remind everybody, you know, what you'll be wearing this year at DragonCon so that they can, you know, come up and say, hey.
Yeah, so this year I will be wearing on Friday, I'll be wearing my Stormtrooper Elite. And then Saturday will be my Mass Effect Dingo armor. Then Sunday, Batman Arkham Origins. And then Monday, quite possibly either my 41st Elite Corps Clone Trooper or my Halo 4 Spartan. And you can find all my stuff in a link to all my other stuff on facebook.com/XCFET. That's XCFETT.
There you go. Yeah. X is an X-ray, C as in Charlie, FETT. Yep.
All right. Well, XC, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking time out. And, you know,
good luck.
I mean, you have like, you know, we have like 21 days at this point, so you can probably build like 16 more costumes. I think that's about right.
Everybody's always got those jokes. Everybody's got those jokes.
I told you he's not always.
Don't think of them as jokes.
He's the nice one. He's not the nice one.
Don't think of them as jokes. Think of them as challenges.
If I actually had anything else to build, because I don't want to build anything else that I like because I already have a set, playlist of what I'm going to wear. So I don't want to give myself too many options because I won't be able to decide like I did last year.
One more.
Then you can get a couple of days after DragonCon, it would be good to get another spark of inspiration for next year.
That's usually what happens.
Let me ask you one more question. Sorry that I meant to ask you. So I take it you're local to Atlanta, or at least in the Georgia area?
Yes, okay. Kennesaw, Georgia.
So I guess you're just driving. You drive your costumes up there. What does your hotel room look like with all of this gear? Is there any room for you to actually sleep?
Last year, no. Last year I made like I partially slept out on the balcony. Yeah, hotel room. I'm not even kidding. I slept outside on the balcony because there was so much stuff in there.
So you have an option. This is what I love about cosplayers, their dedication. So you have an option. You could put your costumes out on the balcony. And you could have a bed.
See, that was it. That's exactly what the mom in me is going, no, honey. butcher cost. Oh no, 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 no. Those cost money. I need to get cold and I'll be fine.
I didn't want to run the risk of, you know, some phantom wind that had the ability to pick something up and throw it over the balcony. You know, I didn't, you know, I would rather myself be out there. I watched too many horror movies.
That's amazing. All right. XC, enjoy your Dragon Con, and thank you again for taking time out. It's folks like you that are part of the community that, you know, dress up and go full out that make not only for the rest of us mortals, if you will, to enjoy, you know, Dragon Con, but also for those kids. I really like them. Even though you can't see them most of the time when they're right in front of you. I know that they really, really appreciate that. So thank you for taking the time to do this and to join us.
No problem at all.
Thank you so much, Jay.
So until next time, this is John for XC and Lee saying peace.
Deuces.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.